We've been receiving a whole lot of feedback, which is awesome. Thank you very much on the interviews this morning, particularly on the interview with Tame Malcolm. What? Maui could change his DNA? Maori shapeshifters? Descended from gods? Come on, this is mythology, not science. Also, one on the interview with Dr. Farah Palmer. Have really enjoyed the interviews this morning. Dr. Palmer is the right person in the right position at the right time. I am one who follows women's rugby as it is exciting and players demonstrate hunger for the game. Marvellous interview as well about the coronavirus. Thank you, Angus Welsh from Blenheim, and also from Mary, passing on knowledge through generations. Reminds me so much of my dad, who passed on his deep knowledge of life, his spiritual values, his love of nature and simple living to his children. And one final interview. Thank you so much for the program. Really enjoying the work this morning, Jason. It's Julian, by the way, but I'll take it. It's close. It's J adjacent. So keep listening in. We've got a couple of questions already, actually, for our author of Evolution Gone Wrong. So we will hopefully find some time to ask those questions. Also, feedback coming in on the interview with Tame Malcolm on the aspiration for Predator 2050 in Aotearoa, and also the work that he's been doing reinvigorating tikanga and kawa and mātauranga Māori to help achieve that aspiration of Predator Free 2050. If the government put a bounty of $50 on the head of each possum, you'd be able to feed whānau, and the ngahere would survive. Ka ora te ngahere. Thank you, Christine, from Ōtautahi, with that feedback. Ko te kau karaka te taima iaine, it's 10 o'clock, and now it's time for news on RNZ National. That's this year, of course. It's 2 minutes to 11, actually just a little bit longer than that. Lots of feedback, and thank you so much for your feedback that's come in. One, not happy with the way that I was being a little bit derisive or sneering about the country song. So, Carol, point well made. Thank you very much for that. Lots of feedback on Alex Bizarrati's interview. Respecting his profession in anatomy and evolution, I still question if changes in human jaw size represent true evolution rather than an environmental adaption. If human diet reverts to more jaw-demanding eating, wouldn't our young develop stronger and bigger jaws as an adaptation to this new food environment? Thank you very much, Anthony. Lots of questions as well. Sorry, I didn't read these out at the time. Really interesting interview on the evolution or lack thereof of our bodies, but lost me when he said slip disc, which clearly points to a very superficial analysis of the biomechanics of our spines. Discs don't slip. From Fiona, who's a physiotherapist. Also from Alice, I have terrible feet and so now knee and back problems. I switched to barefoot shoes, which give feet room and do not raise the heel with great success. Heels on shoes were created when riding horses with saddles developed and now appear on all shoes from a really young age, which is very unnatural to the feet. Look, there's a lot more feedback. I will get into it after the news at 11, and some feedback as well to the interview with Larry Keating. You're listening to RNZ National. We'll have more after 11. Some feedback that we've got coming in again this morning from a whole bunch of you, actually. Thank you so much for all the feedback that you're sending through. Fascinating information about our bodies. Thanks to Claire Jones for that feedback. Lots of feedback also on Larry Keating. Here's some of it here. What about the precious metals that are being mined in the Amazon for EV batteries? Architects, city councils and builders have to be stopped from specifying and using rainforest timbers. They have not, in enough numbers, voluntarily heeded the call to do so. Good morning, Saturday team. Also, thanks on the interview with Larry. And also a question around the Dock Edge Fest. It happens in Auckland and Wellington. Also keen to see the Dock Edge Fest happen in other parts of the country as well. And more feedback on the interview with Alex Bizarrati's. Does the difficulty of birth suggest that Homo sapiens is an evolutionary dead end? Hi RNZ, it's a great question. Our interview with Alex is the end of Homo sapiens nigh? There's certainly a lot of global evidence to support the trajectory of ideas. However, humans at present also have a great chance at evolution now. We're talking about spiritual revolution. Some questions for Rachel, which I didn't receive on time, so apologies for not being able to put those to her. Anastasia, the interview with Anastasia Wilmer, the memory champion from Australia. Anastasia, is confusing long and short-term memory functions. Also a comment on mega memory from someone. Mega memory, purple pennies. I'm also enjoying listening to RNZ. Be nice to share these memory techniques with children. Thank you, Andrew, for that feedback and comment. Research shows people retain a lot more reading actual books than online and on Kindles etc. Can you please repeat the name of the book, Julian, that Anastasia mentioned? It was, I think, called, let me just find my notes here. I think it's called Moonwalking with Einstein. Moonwalking with Einstein, Stephanie from Waitakere, is the name of the book that she mentioned. And one from Rob, Jamming is True Jazz. Richard Nunes was an accomplished jazz musician in Nelson first. That comment, of course, relating to the interview that's just concluded with Rob Thorne. It's been an absolute privilege to be able to share the morning with you and hosting the program this morning. You're listening to RNZ. Please stay with the station. There's a lot more to come today. It's now 12 o'clock with Te Kaumātua Karakata Taima.